It's Thursday, and today the barricades on Boylston Street are down. Pedestrians, shoppers, and business owners are returning to the Boston street, and some of them are adding to a makeshift memorial honoring the victims of last week's violence there.
This is the memorial that's been set up here in Copley Square. Everything here, from the crosses to the teddy bears to the flowers, were all gathered up from other parts of Boylston Street that were closed along the way. This may be the most touching part of all this, the shoes. Hung along the barrier everywhere along this little memorial here, and it's growing. People keep coming by, and it doesn't look like it's going to stop anytime soon.
Another way people are trying to help is by making donations to relief groups and charities. One that was set up by the city of Boston has already gotten more than $21 million in donations. You can learn more about how to get involved with the recovery efforts from CNN's Impact Your World page. There's a link up at CNNstudentnews.com. More than 260 people were injured in last week's bombing. At least 14 of them lost a limb. Jake Tapper shows us how they're getting support from others who face similar experiences.
Obviously, she got her pretty looks from you, huh?
Veterans who lost their limbs fighting the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are back home offering hope to victims of the Boston Marathon terrorist attack.
This doesn't matter. This is just a change of scenery.
Celeste Corcoran and her 18-year-old daughter, Sydney, were at the Boston Marathon to cheer on Celeste's sister, who was running the race for the first time. They were waiting by the finish line when the bombs that would change their lives forever exploded. Celeste lost both of her legs. Her daughter was wounded by shrapnel.
I can't do anything right now.
Right now, yes, but I'm telling you, and you know, with all my heart, you are going to be more independent, you know, than you ever were.
This veteran, Marine Sergeant Gabe Ramirez, is also a double amputee. Almost 1,600 U.S. troops have lost one or more of their limbs since the beginnings of the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. Limb loss injuries that would have once been fatal are now not only survivable, but some wounded service members are even returning back to the combat zone. Military medicine has fueled this advancement in prosthetics, but it's civilians in Boston who will benefit this time.
This is basically the start, you know. This is the new beginning for the both of you.
Celeste is keeping up her spirits. She's even talking about running the Boston Marathon next year.